In December, I am going to transform Eiffel Tower in a huge generator of human energy. This is the idea that we have the power in us, and we can transform the world and in the same moment create some new conditions of possibility.
So then, what will this look like? I mean, it sounds very ambitious. Concretely, how are you creating this project?
The first step is in the bottom of the Eiffel Tower, there will be a village. And that village will be the occasion for people to ride bikes, do sport with steps, piezoelectrical. There will be games for children. Many possibilities to move and dance. We will dance in some dance floors to create energy, you know.
So humans will be moving, yeah, and through their activity, creating energy that's going to light the Eiffel Tower.
That's true. Then it will be linked with many places involved in climate change. And then all that accumulation of energy will have some consequences for 60 minutes only of lighting the Eiffel Tower.
How do you capture this energy that people are going to be creating through activity?
I have worked with my friends, architects, and some engineers. Then we have the capacity to calculate the exact number of mobilization and of the body. This is to show that this is not easy. And if you want to really change the situation, we have to be involved.
How did you come to this idea? I mean, did you, you know, wake up one morning and say, I have to put bicycles under the Eiffel Tower and light it with natural energy? Or was it a work in progress? Did you have different ideas and then it ended up coming to this? What was the process, your artistic creation?
You know, I'm a PhD professor in Sorbonne, too, and I am in contact with students 20 years old. I felt that it was really urgent in their mind. And in the same time, I did the climate march in New York in last September. And this was a revelation because I was drawing the bodies and the slogans. And people were encouraged me to continue. At the end of the climate march, I felt if it was so amazing to see all that thousand people be together, then I decided to do something in Paris. And in my mind, I had a target of Eiffel Tower. And now, of course, I arrived to have all permissions to do that.
How can people join? Will it take simply going to the Eiffel Tower between the 5th and the 12th of December? How can one get involved?
This is a crucial question, you know, because my strategy is to create some communities of human energy all over the world. And we will have an application, and you can go to the Eiffel Tower, contribute, and you can be in the antipodes of France and contribute too, because you can use your own energy and accumulate that energy with your movement and create some circles with other people and some communities all over the world.
So in some sense, it's less about actually going to the Eiffel Tower. It's more also about influencing others to come together and to have these kinds of conversations?
Yes, it's an occasion for all the people who will be linked to create new ways. And this is what I need as a citizen of the world. UN help us to organize ourselves, but we must have to find ways to be linked, as the philosophy of Edouard Glissant. Relation is a power. And if we lose the possibility to be linked with our neighbor, we miss something.